The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How much are you comfortable sharing? Are you going to share anything or no?
About what? Those laxatives you made me take?
Oh my God.
Your pranks have gone too far.
Are you for real?
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. You're the one. You're still pretending you didn't do that to me. That's not cool.
I did nothing. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, we'll see. If I can stay here for 30 minutes or if I need to run.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena...
Exploded. Oh yeah, that's the name of the show.
If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button right here.
Why don't you put one on the wall?
Like a subscribe so when you button? Point,
yeah, it actually...
But when I put it up on YouTube, I actually put a little button there.
Yeah.
That says, like, I'm begging you, please. Yeah,
yeah. You finally admitted you're begging.
I'm begging.
Admitting.
But you know what? Our subscriptions are going up.
You know what's also amazing?
What?
Before this started,
yeah.
You promised you wouldn't touch your hair.
Oh.
That lasted all of 42 seconds.
I know. And now, I didn't make that promise.
There's the tuck has been untucked.
It's okay.
That's okay. The majority of the people listen in audio only, so... They won't know there's a strand of hair just
I have rogue
raising
hairs.
Its hand. Yes? Strand in the front? You have Hermione Granger sitting on your head right in the front of the class.
Hermione. Just
wants to ask every question. Me. Why don't you cut
she
those?
She doesn't want to ask questions. She wants to answer the question.
Why don't you just cut those?
Because that's what happens. They're like little baby hairs and they're not very strong and then they break. They're damaged.
But what, half of them just falls off and the remainder stays?
The remainder gets
longer. Constantly growing.
Yeah, and then they're growing. And I'm also taking stuff that's making my hair grow. So I have new hair growth and then they're just short.
So these are new hair.
Yes. They're not our sponsors. Do you want me to advertise these products? Our sponsors and then they are not anymore.
Oh my God. Do we have a thing for people whose products really work but don't believe in our show?
Exactly.
Okay.
Should I... Give them a I shout know who out it is. Anyway.
There's 15 of them in my bathtub. I can guess. It's the vegan one?
Yeah.
Vegan more?
Vegamore.
Beg your pardon?
I tried their whole line and it was amazing.
So now hair is growing from everywhere.
No, just my head. Come on.
Okay, I don't know when you shampoo. What if it falls on
my
your
back? My
hairdresser
actually said to me, like, wow, you have some new, beautiful new hair growth.
But so there were spots on your head that didn't sprout. And all of a sudden now at your age, they're sprouting
it's
because you're putting vegan cream cheese on your hair.
It's not vegan cream cheese. And it's not that I had spots in my hair. It's just that now I have more growth.
Okay. So if anywhere you have hair, you want to make it stronger, you can wash with this product.
No, it's a shampoo.
But why can't you shampoo other places?
I don't know. But I did the whole thing. Like I did the shampoo, the conditioner, and there was a serum that you had to put and there was an oil.
Did you do your armpits?
Nope. I don't want more hair there.
I'm just curious if by mistake you're washing into your armpits.
Why don't you try that?
Okay.
You're going to try this product on your armpits?
Yeah.
For more hair there?
I mean, I'm curious if it works.
Who would ever
I'll only do one side so we can compare.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be a good experiment?
It would, but it would kind of be really gross.
But there's a whole area of the internet, I'm sure, that's devoted to women who start growing armpit hair again.
Yeah.
This could be their niche.
Maybe.
So if you're looking to grow your armpit hair and you're in the womenofarmpithair.com community, go to Vegan Cream Cheese Company. Let me know if it works. It's back and you don't have to eat it. You have to put it in your armpits.
Okay.
Are we done?
All right. I don't know.
I think you should grow some armpit hair.
I have armpit hair.
But like try to really embrace it.
But I don't like it.
Why?
Like I know that that's a thing. Some people don't care to see how long and straight hair. You can I don't get want it. To.
It Use your Dyson on your armpit.
I don't want that.
This is a new vertical for you.
No.
2025 is about embracing armpit hair.
Not interested. Like to try. Each his own. And that's not something I'm interested in.
Are we alone in the room now?
No.
Okay. Lauren, will you try?
Huh? I definitely have enough hair to do it. So.
You want to try?
No.
We'll get you a sponsor.
You don't have to do anything. Say no to can hashtag check, armpit hair.
Can you check can you check GoDaddy if they have laurensleftarmpit.com? Can we get that URL and see?
I'm on it.
We can do a whole thing. We can just one side.
I refuse.
Yeah, that's why I'm partnering with her on this campaign. You will not participate in the profits of this. No this problem. Is a whole new channel we're going to start.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yep.
May the best armpit win.
Yep. What else did you have in your notes for today's episode?
So today I actually wanted to talk about like the winter blues.
That's when people just let all the hair grow.
It's true.
Yeah. That's the time you let all your legs hair grow and then you like started shaving in the pockets when your jeans were torn.
I that did was in that the once. Yeah, I did it as spring. A joke.
You look like a cheetah when you took your pants off.
I actually so don't weird. Have a lot of hair on my legs because I did laser like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Oh.
So I don't have hair on
my Did you keep the receipt?
No. Why okay. would I keep the receipt?
You know, there's no warranties.
Okay, so I wanted to actually talk to you about the winter blues.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like a lot of people around this time, they feel like just kind of yucky because it's Why? Cold. They want to stay inside.
What if you live in Florida or in India or in
I don't
South
know.
Africa?
Like if you live in all these other places, do you have the winter
blues? If you
live
blues? In Australia, it's the summer. How can they have the winter
okay,
blues?
Okay, but when they're in the their winter time, do they have the winter blues?
No, because everyone laughs at them for complaining in July. The world can't understand what's happening over there.
If do you
kangaroos know
this for a
standing
fact?
On tails fighting each other, it's a very wild place to live over there. I want to go visit.
I do too, but I don't think that any of this that you're saying is true.
You don't think kangaroos can stand on their tails and with their back legs to balance and that's how they box? Did you not know this? You're laughing?
I'm not sure what to even say to this.
You know, they used to do that as like traveling circuses. They put boxing gloves on kangaroos and they'd have someone go in and try to fight it.
No.
They would knock people out.
Really?
It's obviously cruel to do that.
Yeah.
But back in the day when humanity didn't care about cruelty, people would be allowed to go fight kangaroos.
You're lying.
No.
But it's how did you... Okay.
You have to
you
look this up.
You sometimes take a nugget of truth and yeah. then you go with it. And then you like... explode on it.
Yeah.
So what is
that's
the nugget
how we got married.
What was the nugget of truth?
I don't remember now, but it worked obviously.
what is the nugget of truth here with the kangaroo
boxing? You've never seen a kangaroo wearing boxing gloves?
Never seen a kangaroo
on the internet?
Like you just
oh the only kangaroo you know is from Winnie the Pooh. Very docile, has a child, carries yeah. her around all the time.
Yeah.
They're mean mofos if you piss them off. They'll knock you out.
Is this yeah. true?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Kangaroos are mean.
Yes.
No, they're not mean. They can be mean.
And if they jump on their tails?
They can. They eyes. Use the tail
so not
for
their
balance.
Tails. No, they... Okay,
this
but
isn't
they...
Tigger, Winnie the Pooh. Okay? Don't mix all your fictional characters. And bears don't walk around with a pot of honey. Ooh, piggy. What's that guy's name? The little pig one? Piglet? Piglet? Ooh, Piglet. I'm going to eat honey. This isn't, that's not how bears are. Bears will rip the shit out of you. And tigers aren't going to be like, bouncing around. They're going to rip the shit out of you. And kangaroos are going to be like, oh, mama, I don't. No, they're also going to rip the shit out of you because they're wild animals. Okay. That kid, what's his name? Leroy Brown? What's his, what's
Christopher
that? Christopher Robin?
Yeah.
He would be dead in 5 seconds if these were real animals.
Yeah. So kangaroos are really mean.
They can be mean if you mess with them.
And they box people.
They box because they can stand on their hind legs.
Yeah.
And they use their tail for extra balance.
Okay. It's like they have three legs.
So they're like this. And then they'll sock you one.
They're known to like actually box
they
people.
Stand properly. Okay. Like they can block and everything.
So that's, is that the nugget of information that's true?
And what is false?
I'm not
that
really.
That people fight in traveling circuses?
Yeah.
You need to do your research on, before you get on. Like you have all the.
Kangaroos?
Look, she's not cheating. She's showing you.
You're saying that
I. Why are you showing kangaroos touching themselves? This one's gone too far. Just search boxing kangaroos, not touching kangaroos.
How would I even
Where did you
know?
Find this one? Who even knows how to. Don't look at her search history. Don't use my internet for these things. I'm going to lose my internet because of you.
How would I know?
What did you even search?
What you're going to talk about
touchy,
to
touchy
even
kangaroo.
Do my research.
She googled three-legged kangaroo and look what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Kangaroo playing in the ring.
Okay, so can we just come back here?
Okay.
Let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
No sponsors. Sponsors. We already did the fake sponsor. They all leave us anyways. I have abandonment issues with these sponsors.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So where are we now?
I think a lot of people struggle with winter.
I know why.
Why?
Long month.
Yeah, it's a long
month. And you're coming off like a lot of holidays and
family
breaks,
time, festivities. Yeah.
Now you have to get back into it.
Yep.
The days are shorter.
Yeah.
So you don't see as much
it's
light.
It's the darkness. Like it gets dark at 3:30 or 4 p.m. It's dark already.
Yeah, it depends where you are.
Yeah.
And a little bit colder, shorter days. And that's enough.
I think it makes me really sad. Like when I see the sun going down at 4 p.m., it makes me sad.
There's like a actual like clinical disorder.
Yeah,
is it
seasonal depression?
Depression, yeah.
Yeah, and it's no
joke.
That's
good. You should take your depression seasonally.
I definitely...
I like to get a good dose of depression in the winter.
I definitely don't feel
Make
as
the
like
summer months better.
Down in the summer. The minute the spring comes, I have a pep in my step. I want to go for a walk. You see more people out. Yeah. Like they can't walk their dogs later in the day because they're afraid that their dogs
are the cougars will come and eat them. Kangaroo will come and punch you in the nose and eat your dog because that's what they do, those.
There's no kangaroos.
They don't even have dogs in Australia. They have dingoes. Those are like rabid dogs that can fight kangaroos.
Where's the nugget? I have to always find the nugget of information. I don't know what is true anymore.
Dingo rhymes with bingo.
Okay.
That's the nugget.
So the dingo is?
A scary dog.
Oh.
When you go to Australia, you have to go with like knives and weapons if you're going in the wild. It's a beautiful thing. It's like going on a safari. I'm just kidding. You're going to get there. You'll be like, what the hell is this? There's a Sephora at the airport. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. You think you're going to get there and it's going to be like the wild.
Did you think I believed you?
Yes. Oh, 100% okay. You believe me.
If anybody listening believes anything that he's saying, joke's
you
on
should.
You.
It's all true.
It's not
you
true.
You wait till you read the comments. All my Australian friends will come to my
I
defense.
Would love for somebody from Australia to just give me a little nugget of information that is actually true. Because I want to visit, but I don't want to go there and seem like a complete buffoon because you've given me all kinds of...
I'll take
of...
you to the Sydney Opera House.
Okay.
That's where all the snakes are.
Okay.
That's where they keep them.
Okay.
They call it an opera house to get the tourists in.
Yeah.
And then the snakes bite them and they take all their belongings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Thailand and the monkeys, they take all your belongings. Glasses,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Same, same. So fun fact, when we were in Thailand years and years ago, there was a monkey.
That robbed you.
That robbed me. He literally jumped on my head, then jumped on my shoulder and snatched my glasses. He's the reason that I lost some hair.
And Badori, now you're eating gummies, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. But he pulled out like big chunks of my hair with my glasses. He stole my glasses.
Yeah.
Chewed them up.
Yeah.
And then
we paid a local to kill him.
No, it's like a scam that they run there. Yeah. The local went and like...
He's like, for $10, I'll get your glasses back.
It wasn't $10. I was $10.
Like, for $50, will you kill that monkey? I want to eat his brains.
We did not do that.
Huh?
We did not do that.
Is PETA going to sponsor our show?
No, never. We're really good to animals, I swear. I'm
talking about all the nice things we've done.
We're vegetarians. We're really, really kind to animals. We're not bad people. Why are you so scared? I'm scared.
PETA, are you wearing that snake vest you bought?
No, I don't own a snake vest. I'm very, very kind to animals. I promise.
You should wear that snake
vest. I'm a good
vest.
Human being. My sweater is cotton.
What about that crocodile?
It's 100% polyester.
Don't you have crocodile
it's completely
shoes?
Synthetic, man-made. I don't have crocodile shoes.
So if you have one of these like extremely rare goods.
Yeah.
Was that something that even crossed your mind? Was it like, oh, do I want to buy this? Or was it like, look, I have leather stuff, so I don't care. I know it crossed your mind.
Yeah.
Like you've never said, oh, that section of the Hermes shop is really interesting to me because look at that python.
So I've actually been in one of these stores where you could buy like high-end, like very luxurious purse with like crocodile skin or python skin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the way that they bring it out freaked me out. Like they
gloves?
Wear gloves.
They should bring the whole crocodile.
They bring gloves out. They like put it on a tray.
It should be like lobster. You know, in lobster, you like pick, like, oh, boil this but I want to eat him. It should be
really...
like that. It should be like, I want that crocodile. I want the left leg of that crocodile. You know, we chose the countertop for a kitchen.
Yeah, but it really freaked like me that. Out. So that's one of the reasons that I don't eat meat. Like I would see it being clean and then I'd see it on our table and it was like, wait, what? How does this compute?
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Yeah.
It freaked me out even just to see how they pulled it out and the care with which they were like serving it on this tray. And they had like... The belt or whatever, the hook, the chain that gets hooked on to the purse, it was in its own little casing. And it looked like they were leashing an animal the way that they put it on. It freaked me out. The whole process was just like, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel right.
Okay, but tell us in the comments if you want to buy Sheena like a ostrich bag.
No.
I think I could work on her depending on the price of the bag.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, I might take it. I like it.
You want an ostrich bag?
Yeah, for sure. If
it's what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to sell it.
Do you see my face?
Yeah.
You should put my face like... Yeah.
Why doesn't... That should be good. You know how sometimes you get something and there's like a card of like the artist that made it?
Oh, you want to have like the original...
This was Croc. This was left leg of Croc.
Oh, gosh.
And like come with a Croc nail or something. Oh, so you can wear it like a chain, you know?
No.
You don't think there's a market for this?
No.
No.
I mean, there's a market for it.
Yeah.
Clearly. But I'm not interested in that market.
Okay. But if you got one of those bags, it would kick the winter blues.
Do you think it
Oh,
would?
I think you'd be pumped. A nice crocodile skin
I really
bag.
Don't think I'd be pumped. I think no. I'd be like...
Disgusted?
Yeah.
Would you give it away? Would you sell it for
I would not,
lots of
I
money?
I would not even accept it.
They just sent it to your P.O. box. You don't know what happened. You have no idea where it came from.
I would return to sender.
Cannot. They don't know. It doesn't say anything.
Well, then how do I know it's real?
Because you can smell it. Mm-hmm. Comes with an authenticity certificate.
Like the picture of
this
the crocodile?
Was croc. Yeah.
These hypotheticals, they really like, they make me very nervous because then
I love that you're nervous because the people who are listening to this podcast are like going to turn on you.
I don't know what's
like no
happen.
One listens. It's fine. It's like a dinner conversation. They expect this. They
From
appreciate
you?
This. Yes.
Okay.
So anyone wants to send one of these bags to test out my theory, let me know.
No, please don't. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just send cash. You would just want their money? Is that what you're saying?
I would want
Please
none
send
of it.
$20,000 in cash in unmarked bills. Oh my God. Why do they always say unmarked bills?
Because if they're marked, then people can track them.
What does it say? Stolen money, stolen money, stolen money? What the hell is a marked bill? Can someone explain? Every robber wants unmarked bills. Who specifies like this? I don't go to the bank, give them money and say, I need 20s. Please make it unmarked bills. Are they marking all my bills?
They're keeping track.
Like, who's keeping track of the 520s they gave me for my $100?
Are the 20s marked?
They must be marked because the robbers are also specific. They want unmarked bills.
Robbers come, they when they steal, they say, we want all the unmarked bills.
Oh, you haven't seen any movies?
Yeah, but that's life? They're movie.
Like, oh, I want $100 million in unmarked bills.
Nobody asked for $100 million. Otherwise,
what
do they do?
What, it's not enough or it's too much?
It's way too much.
It's too much for a robber. I will go to the level of putting a gun on people's head and be like, look, I just want $17.50. I just need a sandwich and a bath.
You're so extreme.
If I'm gonna rob someone,
$17.50 to $100 million.
How much would you rob? If you were a robber, how much would you require?
$5 million.
That's all. $5 million is max. They're like, look, that's enough. I've only caused enough commotion for $5 million. I think at $5 million, you let me go. Let's just call it. Look, you had a security flaw.
$100 million. How are you even gonna leave with that kind of money?
It's unmarked bills. There's no markings. They're so light. That's what the marked bills are. It's like £5 per 20. You're like, what the hell is this? Oh, it's a marked bill. Oh, it's heavy. My back. What are marked bills?
I don't know.
I just want unmarked bills. I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow.
Forever. But you don't even carry like, cash. I know. The irony of ironies is that you don't have any cash. I'm going to go tomorrow.
I'm going to take out money.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the teller and go, what is this? I wanted unmarked bills. These are covered with markings. I just want paper.
Paper.
Yeah, I want it as. So if they say they want unmarked bills, you just give them pieces of paper with no denomination. Here, go fill them in at home. Then go use them
Monopoly
at your local.
Money. Yeah.
No, no, it has to be real paper. Oh. The Fed just have unmarked. Here you go, sir. What the hell is this? Unmarked bills. We put no marking on it.
Like not even the.
There's nothing.
No circle, no president, no nothing. No just seals.
Like, yeah, just unmarked.
Got it. You're on to something.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
The irony of ironies. You don't even have...
What is this episode going to be called?
$5 in your pocket. Like, not even $5 cash in your wallet.
I have right now at least $20 in marked bills.
On 20?
No. I have at least 3 bills.
Check.
I have a 10 and 2 fives.
Check, check.
Is what I'm
Where's
going
your
with
wallet?
In my pocket.
Let's see.
I don't want people to see my wallet because it's made of chinchilla. Can I admit something embarrassing?
Yes.
I don't know what chinchilla is. But people think things are made of it.
It's got fur.
Oh, it's a fur?
Yeah.
I have a furry wallet. It looks like a book from Harry Potter.
That's a beast. Oh, you do have cash. Wow. This is rare. Why do you have $20 in cash?
So I could do this. Quick, give me my money. I do that sometimes. On the train.
At least do it with one.
No, with one. So many people do it. I only have 3 bills.
But why do you have that? You never have cash.
That's why I have it. Because I knew you would talk about this. I always want to be prepared. I also have a toothpick.
No, you do not.
I do.
You don't.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm not showing you my toothpick. What is this?
You have
my
a dirty DNA, bro? Toothpick?
No, it's clean.
Is it in a plastic?
No.
So then how do you know it's clean? Beside your unmarked bills?
No, they're marked. You just saw a 10 and 2 fives.
But they're dirty.
The money is dirty.
The wallet is filthy.
No.
You've had that wallet for like 30 years.
So what? So I just throw it away? Oh, you've made good use, wallet. I'm just going to chuck you now because you're old.
That is not a clean wallet.
That's an ageist comment. You just want to throw away old things for no reason.
No, I didn't say that.
My wallet has gone through the machine at least 4 times.
I know that.
It's clean.
Yes. No, it's not clean.
Little known fact.
I'll give you.
You should just throw your wallet in the washing machine every now and again.
No, wait. I will give you another $20 if you actually have a toothpick in there.
No, it's a card that I use in my teeth. You know that trick?
Yeah, I do know that trick.
So then?
That's not a toothpick.
Well, I use it to remove things from my teeth, so it serves the same purpose.
Put it back.
Well, I don't want to throw away that guy's card. What if I need his services?
Which guy?
The guy who I rob banks with. He knows how to open the safety boxes.
He's a lock picker?
Yeah, but he's old now. It takes him so long. Is it that magnifying glass he uses? But then that's just his glasses. Ugh. And he needs another magnifying glass. So he's like doing it like this. He needs an extension on the sticks.
Is he Harry Potter or Lord Voldemort?
No, if he was, it'd be a much quicker process.
Yeah.
But we stop robbing banks. You know, for if you steal $20, it's under the limit.
What?
Like you can't get in trouble if you steal $20.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. No.
Everyone here, please go to the local bank. No, don't. And ask them for $20. Take a wand.
Say Harry
just,
Potter.
Yeah, yeah. Just say Asio 20 and see what happens. Don't say any more than that. You'll get in trouble. But 20 you're allowed. That the only place true. On the planet you can do up to 100. People are listening with
their children. Their children are going to try and like steal $20 from places. Do
yeah,
not
the best place for children to steal is from your parents' wallets. There's no repercussion at all.
Oh my God.
It's true.
It's not
you
true.
You ever stolen anything from your mom's purse, your
no,
dad's wallet?
No, I would ask them.
And it, while they were sleeping? No. Yeah, I did that move too. Lauren, have you ever taken anything from a parent's wallet or purse?
No.
Yeah, yeah, see?
I have never done that.
She's sweating profusely. There's the lie has her freaking out.
No, take you know now. What we did that was not necessarily like super legit, but they
not
knew.
Not kosher?
Yeah.
Ate meat?
No. We would
mix cheese and dairy.
Like if they would give us $20 to buy something,
yeah,
we would keep the change.
That's not legit. You think they didn't understand that they gave you $20
that's
to
what
buy
I'm saying.
A chocolate?
Like, they knew that we were doing that. Yes. So that's like as far as I went on the stealing chart. I didn't steal from them,
bro. You have no zero criminal badges. I know. Zero.
I'm okay with that.
You're so clean.
Yes.
Mr. Clean would be like, get away from me. You're going to take my job. You're one shaved head away from taking over his entire profession. You're so squeaky clean.
I am.
It's
Thank
ridiculous.
You. I'm so proud
it's
of that.
It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
Are you embarrassed?
You know when you embarrass me the most? No. When it's like 3 a.m. and we're sitting at a red light. Just sitting. Nobody in sight, nothing. You hear like owls. Ooh, ooh.
And you're like screaming.
And I'm like, go. This is optional at 3 a.m. It's a stop sign. You look around.
When we were walking.
Yeah. You walk. It's night. You're walking. The little man walking goes to this guy, the hand, and you're like, oh, I can't walk. Look, it's 3 in the morning. It's freezing outside. I stopped driving because of you. At this hour, keep
when
walking.
We were in
no,
Japan, I did that because they told me it's like really, really criminal behavior
yeah.
to cross the street on a hand. So I didn't. Yeah. They said, do not do that. So I didn't.
Yeah, she just, but it didn't matter what time.
No, it didn't
just
matter.
Stand there.
I just stood there.
Please actually leave comments below to explain to my wife that there are times when you have to ignore these rules and
rules.
Use your own discretion.
I like rules.
You are allowed to walk. When the sign says no walking, uh-huh. when there's nobody around, uh-huh. there wasn't a human in sight.
I know, but that was a long time ago. Like,
so now you would break the rule?
Now I might break the rule.
I don't believe you.
Bit. Maybe.
Ridiculous. So squeaky.
I'm really proud of that.
Can you like do something?
Like what?
I don't know. Go steal a car or something.
I don't want to steal.
Try.
Okay.
I think you're good at braiding. I think if you pull those wires, you can actually make them do something. Probably start a car.
Like with the
now the movies, you know how they take a screwdriver and they pull those wires and they do ch-ch-ch-ch-ch and then it's like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch and then you can drive.
Yeah. Or I could electrocute myself. That's probably
that
going to be
never happens.
I'd electrocute myself, I'd get caught and I'd be in jail and you'd have to bail me out.
They won't even take you to jail.
Why not?
They'll be like, this is too clean. She's going to mess up our other people. Mm. You're going to cause work for them. You're going to, before they even put you in, you're going to be crying, weeping.
For
like,
sure.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? And the cops are going to be like, oh my God, we got to put this
That's
one on.
That's how I got out of my first ticket.
Yeah. Not even jail. Just like running
like,
a stop sign quasi.
I was like 17. No, I was going like 5 over the speed limit because it had dropped to like.
Stopped you literally because he wanted to ask you out.
No.
I'm convinced. No one stops you for 5. Over the speed limit.
And I got so nervous and I started crying.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I told
the guy's
him
like,
my
I'm not
dad's
with
gonna
this.
My dad's gonna kill me. I was really, really upset
yeah,
and he
yeah,
let
yeah.
me go with a warning. That's how I roll. I'm okay with that.
So this episode had nothing to do with Winter Blues.
No.
I don't know what it was about.
It's about anything and everything and nothing. Yeah. And
so what do you do when you feel sad in the winter?
I get my nails done.
Sneak an extra apple into your grocery bags. Don't pay for it. See how you feel.
Oh my God. You know what happened the other day?
You got busted. You're one of those people that eats the dates when it says, do not try the dates.
Absolutely not. You ate one. That's you. You're the guy that does that. You're also the guy that opens the bag of chips.
But I'll open the bag and I'll show up and I'll pay for it empty. I've already consumed it.
That's wrong.
No.
That is so wrong.
I'm still paying for it.
No, it's so wrong.
Why do I have to? You want me to walk to the front, pay, and then go back and eat it in the store? The other
day, I ordered a dress online. Okay. Yeah. This dress was not delivered and it was supposed to come like 3 days later.
Oh,
it was like they stole five from days,
you and you forgave
5 days later and the dress still hadn't come. So, and I needed it for an event. So I contacted the company again and I said, I ordered this dress. I need, you know, I need
it. Did you say that way you always start these conversations? What? Excuse me, I'm really sorry.
No, but I didn't say I'm really sorry.
Excuse me, I'm really sorry I paid you money and you didn't send me what you're supposed to. No, I just said the dress didn't come. I'm sorry, what can I do?
It's been over a week and the dress is not here. They said, oh, ma'am, we're really sorry. We're sending you a new one.
Did you start it the way we practiced?
No.
Hey, potato. No. That's how you get their attention. Money go you, dress no come me.
Okay, so I told them
problem
that I didn't get my dress. She overnighted the dress or shipped it again, whatever. So 2 days later, the dress shows up. And guess what?
The other dress shows up. The cousin dress came also.
Yeah. So now I have two dresses and I've only paid for one.
Yeah.
So I called them and I said, I'm returning this. I do not want you to refund me this dress.
Yeah.
So I send it back and they refund me the dress. So now I've got these two dresses. I kept one. And it came to me for free.
Yeah.
So I had to call. It was like this big turmoil. I had to call them.
And that's so hard because their system isn't designed to get money without selling. Yeah, and she's like,
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I
just donate it when that happens. The dress? That's what I do.
Or the money?
The money.
Oh, yeah. But I made her figure it out. I made her charge me for the dress.
I don't do that.
I know.
There's no time for that.
I had a lot. It was like a big thing with me. It was a big turmoil. Like I could not keep the dress and be refunded for it.
This is my thing for you.
Yes.
And if you're like my wife.
Yes.
Little broken. With your morality meter set on 95 degrees. Some megacorp sends you something extra.
I know.
And you tell them like, hey, you messed up. And they're like, ma'am, just keep it. I don't know what to do. Keep it. And then if you're feeling like, wait, I just got this money.
Yeah.
Donate it.
Yeah.
Give it to someone who can actually use it way more than Megacorp.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Yeah.
You don't have to force them to figure out what to do. Yeah. That's my view.
I know, but it's like there is something.
Yeah, you that's start. Like, you can't sleep.
It was like it stressed me out.
I don't worry about those things.
It's fine because I worry enough for the both of us for my crazies.
I like stealing. I think it's a good.
No.
I think it's a good skill to acquire.
We're not thieves.
Like you never know where you're gonna be. You know, imagine you're in a restaurant and like you forgot your wallet. Imagine you could like take someone else's wallet.
No.
Or that guy who can
You know what I would do if I didn't have my wallet? I would like
start crying. I know. And hope they give you the meal for free. That worked for you in the past.
But I would talk to the management and I'd be like, I'll come back. I'll wash dishes. I'll do something. No, I wouldn't steal.
You would just T-Rex the
What does that mean?
You'd be like, oh, whose turn is it to pay? Oh, let me go get my purse. Oh, there it is. Oh, I can't reach. Oh, you got this one? Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. No, it's good to know how to steal.
I
encourage you all to teach your children a little bit of, you know, some skills? They should teach that in school.
No?
Like, do you do gymnastics? You do all these things? You should do a little pickpocketing.
No.
Just in case, you know? You never know when someone's going to kidnap you and you need the keys from the inside their coat.
You think I'm broken?
I'm just telling you. Why?
You're a little broken.
Why are you living in a world with such boundaries?
I like my boundaries. You have to use your squeaky for good. Clean record. I like my, like, I may consider getting a bald head.
For what?
To be like Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wear a cap first before you shave it, just to test, see how you like the look.
All right.
So you're going to start this episode without hair sprouting from all kinds of places that never had hair, and you're going to end it with shaving your head. Perfect. A to Z. Good.
Love it.
You going to sing a song? No. All right, bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.